This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Slight reshuffling of things. That happens sometimes. That just happens sometimes. Joining me now from deep in the heart of Louisiana is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Bill, I think congratulations are in order for you.
Really? What have I done now?
The South Carolina Senate finally passed a constitutional carry bill.
Yeah, we got there's a lot of confusion about it. I'm waiting. So the first version of the bill that came out of the House had a provision built into it to where if you were convicted of a misdemeanor crime, they could confiscate your guns. I don't know if that would have made you a prohibited person or not, but they could confiscate. And I don't know the details to it. I'm sure I've only got just like the tip of the iceberg on that one. So it went to the Senate, and the senators stripped that out. And now they're sending it back to the House for the concurrency. And if that happens, the governor has seen the two bills, and he recommends the Senate side of the bill. I'm not a big McMaster fan, so I don't really care what he has to say about it. But we'll see. We're going to see. I think... I don't know if this will grant open carry as well, although you have open carry already if you have a permit.
Right.
But there are two things that are coming out of the Senate bill that are really, really good. And I've never seen this. We would actually be leading in something. The first thing will be that if you do have a permit, you don't have to pay to renew it anymore, and it automatically renews.
Great.
Unless it gets taken for cause.
Right.
The second thing they're going to do is offer free law enforcement instructed training to anybody that wants to take it. If they can pass a background check, they can take the training for free, and it's going to be on a recurring basis. So it's like once a year, twice a year. It'll be once a month, maybe, or twice a month. So that was interesting. I found that to be interesting. But they've always been hung up on the training side of it anyway, so...
And I wonder if all the concealed carry instructors in Carolina are going to go, oh, no, it'll destroy. Don't worry. You'll still have lots of students.
Sure. I mean, there's one thing the concealed carry permit does that having it, and it makes it worth having. And that is that you don't have to go through a background check if you have a concealed carry permit.
I was going to say it's recognized in other states, but okay.
That's right, too. That's also a very, very good point. It's the only way to travel out of state. But, I mean, I actually had to sit down and speak with the South Carolina local GOP planning committee. And they were asking me about permit versus permitless carry. And I was like, well, you know, permitless carry. For me, permitless carry is just an admission by the politicians that it's a right.
Right.
And it's recognizing it as a right. And that's the good part. However, in order for me to carry outside of the state, until we get some form of reciprocity going where you don't have to have a permit, which I don't even know what that would look like, it's the name of that game is going to be having a permit. So.
What? I remember the first permit I got was a permit to purchase in Connecticut, and I was very lucky to get it because I hadn't lived in that state for very long.
Right.
So the people at the office said, yeah, Rob's a good guy, but what if you're a truck driver? What if you're a a guy who, oh, there's a local factory is expanding. I'm here just to work
right.
for 6 months. You can't get a permit. So there's a fair number of people for whom constitutional carry would be really, really useful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got a friend that's talking about coming to, he works for Genesis Communications Network. He's coming down to vacation in South Carolina. And I was like, well, maybe we'll have permitless carry by that time, and you could carry down here because he's going to Myrtle Beach. And when you go to Myrtle Beach, sure. you go on vacation and you come back on probation because it's a very dangerous place in Myrtle Beach. So.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's not my saying. That's Myrtle Beach's saying. I wish I had said it, though. I kind of like it.
You kind of, hey, I bumped into something, and it's just so interesting. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
So I was helping a student who was saying, look, I don't shoot a handgun very well. He's great with a rifle, avid hunter, not very good with shotgun either. His admissions, I hadn't seen him shoot.
Right.
And we put some firearms in his hands, a bunch of different ones, so some feel more familiar than others. And I notice him twisting the gun back and forth. Since he basically grew up on a rifle, he knows to orient it toward his right eye. But he's left eye dominant. Okay, right-handed, left eye dominant. Lots of my friends are that way. You just rotate the firearm so it points at your left eye. Easy to do with a handgun. Except he's sitting there going, this is way harder than I thought. No, here. I'm just glad we discovered it. And he goes, oh, what about a shotgun? Well, I probably shoot left-handed. I go, yeah, you probably have to. Interesting if you didn't know you had the problem.
Well, the other interesting part about it, when you're talking about eye dominance and everything.
Yep.
Right now, everybody says you need to keep both eyes open.
Yeah.
And my only question with that is, if you can find the target faster by closing one eye, why wouldn't you do it? The other thing is that everybody talks about, like I've got this one gun right now that has a compensator on it. And I'll be told by anybody out there, oh, yeah, if you want to blow out your night vision in the dark. Except when I was in the military, they told us to keep one eye closed if somebody popped a flare in the dark.
Right.
And that would retain your night vision. And why, you know, since I'm shooting a gun and I'm trying to acquire some sort of line of sight with it and everything, why wouldn't I just close one eye for that, too? So I... Was your friend under some impression that there's a rule that he has to live by when he's trying to find the sight on his guns?
No, I just pointed out, I watched him squint
right.
to force right eye dominance. And I said, I think with time, that'll become easier and easier. You'll be used to the sight picture. You'll see the sights appear. And then I watched him work back and forth. And I went, oh, wow, who tested this guy? And we just did the eye dominance test, and sure enough, he's left eye dominant. And now all of a sudden he goes, oh, I'll just squint my right eye until that's comfortable. I go, awesome.
A second set of eyes will always correct something that's going on with somebody. If you're having trouble, get a buddy to show up. That's how my trigger, yeah. That's how my trigger got corrected, was a second set of eyes. So that's always a good smoking hot idea.
How much more time do we have?
We have about 20 seconds till you need to be telling everybody how to find you.
Well, when we come back, it wasn't at this SHOT Show, but at an earlier SHOT Show, I went and badgered all the ammunition manufacturers about muzzle flash, and I learned a ton. We'll talk about that when we come back.
And?
I host the self... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I also write the Slow Facts blog. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Between the two, I think we're looking at about 2,600 podcasts and articles. Bill and I somehow find something to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
But as he says, it's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, it's not somehow. It's always something to talk about. There's something always new coming up. Sometimes it's just made the lap around and it's new again. Always there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back. Talking to Rob Morse. Where would you like to go now, sir? What's the topic of discussion again? The muzzle flash. Let's hear about the muzzle flash.
Yeah, the SHOT Show is where huge companies get ready to sign contracts for up to millions of dollars. I was talking to a guy who was selling propellants, the components used within ammunition powders, and he goes, Yeah, we sell it by the railroad car. This is not where you're going to get a couple ounces to do reloading. And I got talking to him and the other ammunition manufacturers about muzzle flash. There's nothing in the regulations that says how much flash is allowable. You might get, fix up Winchester white box. This lot of it might have terrible flash. The next lot might not. And they're often substituting ingredients within their formulation, what's available, what's cheap, what does this factory have, that factory have. But the pressure profile as the cartridge is fired, that's regulated. That's SAMI's specification. But how much unburnt propellant comes out, is heated, meets air at the end, and bursts into flame? If you find a lot that works well, buy some extra. Now, in general, the people that tend to make self-defense ammo, hollow points, for example, they'll deliberately try and control it, but nobody guarantees it. So if you find a lot that you like, you know, you've tested it, buy a little extra, make sure you're carrying that.
Are they able to tell? I mean, I would presume that they've gotten, it's become such a science making ammo that they can figure some things out. But you got different barrel lengths. You got different environmental conditions they're going to be in. Are they able to come pretty close and figure out which is what is the Goldilocks load?
Yes, they know what works. They don't always necessarily stick to it because for a lot of people, low flash is way down on the list. How much more are they willing to pay to get a low flash powder? Also, what might be low flash with a heavy bullet in the barrel, meaning the bullet's getting propelled more slowly.
Right.
It's got more time to complete the process. They're juggling a lot. They're juggling a lot to make it always work. I want to jump into, I just was going over the news. My goodness, after the Bruin case, we have judges making rulings all over the place. Can we just jump? I just want
sure, to absolutely.
Run our hand over that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know Dean talks about this frequently. There was a guy, his family had been threatened. He was carrying a firearm in front of his house, but within 1,000 feet of a school.
Yeah.
This was up in Montana.
Yeah.
And a Montana judge said that the Gun-Free School Zone Act is constitutional. I think she's wrong, but this was for a low-level case. I hope that does not get appealed because I'd hate for that ruling to be upheld. Now we get to some good news. A judge in Southern Illinois, and I believe an Obama appointee, said that barring a convicted felon from carrying a firearm, that was unconstitutional. That's a pretty extreme ruling. I'm not sure what the political motivations were, but now we certainly have split decisions.
Indeed. So the Montana thing, see, here in South Carolina,
yeah.
There's schools everywhere. I'm sure there's schools everywhere where you live. And
right.
They made an exception to it because it's within 1,000 yards, right? It's it's crazy distance,
right,
that they want to radiate out. And they put a provision in there for concealed carry permits. Now, I don't know what that's going to do as soon as we have permitless carry ratified. I don't know what that's going to do then. But if for some reason I got pulled over for a traffic stop in front of a school, prior to that, if I had a permit and I was carrying on me, I would be, you know, breaking that law. And I think those specifics as to where it is constitutional or not, that's going to be from state to state. But then again, I did sleep through all of my constitutional law classes. So I don't want to make that sound like it's a definitive, and I absolutely know because I don't. But I know that there's right. a carve out here in South Carolina to do that. And if there's one here, I would imagine that's probably just the way it works out. But I don't know. The other
well,
one,
and there's, oh, go ahead.
How do you feel about the other one about, you know, paid your debt to society, now you can have your gun rights back? What do you think of that?
Well, I want you to go a step further with the school zone. Yeah. There's typically an exception for a homeowner who lives within that zone.
Oh, they're surrounded.
Hi. Right. I need to get to my car from my front door. What do you mean I can't carry a gun concealed or in a case if I'm going to the range? So there was always that carve out. What's true is this guy fell across, you know, is at odds with his local sheriff, and now the judge is involved.
That case is very puzzling to me.
Yeah.
For two reasons. One, if it was the way it is characterized, and I mean, I don't even think Dean, I mean, Dean's talked to him and everything, but he's talked to his mom and all this other stuff. And I would really like to know why none of the gun rights organizations leapt to his defense, which leads me to believe that there's something more than meets the eye with this particular event or set of events. But I don't know where they are.
Right.
I don't know where they are. And the weapon he was carrying.
If he were an attractive.
Yeah.
Go. Yeah. That's
you were going there. Go. Tell me.
Oh, I think it was a shotgun, wasn't it?
No, but you were saying if he was an attractive looking, and yeah, that's probably something to do with it, too. He probably is fitting a stereotype or some prejudice or something they have against people or something.
If he was innocent of all other issues and he looked like an attractive plaintiff, then I think you would have seen 2A groups jump in on his side. If it's ambiguous, oh, there are these other issues, a background criminal record, just like nobody wants to take Rahimi as a client, we're dragged into that one by its position in the courts. I suspect, and Dean will confirm that when you have him on.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be talking to him later on the week.
To go, oops, go ahead.
Well, I mean, we're creeping up on where you need to, like right now, you need to tell everybody how to find you before we go away for this segment.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. Comes out once a week. It's 20 minutes. Snack food of a podcast. I also write the Slow Facts blog. A couple articles a week. 2,100 articles waiting for you. If you've got some questions about 2A rights, there may be some answers for you. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Bill and I always find something to talk about.
Oh, yeah. 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 Always going. That's always going to be the way it is, too. There's never going to be a day that we wake up and go, let's just talk about our new range bag today. That's, you know. Oh, wait, there's always going to be an attack. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. President Biden expressed his dissatisfaction with humanitarian conditions in Gaza during a phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Thursday. The conversation, lasting approximately 30 minutes, included a discussion about the recent airstrikes that resulted in the deaths of 7 aid workers from the World Central Kitchen. In Georgia, a judge has ruled that remarks supposedly made by former President Trump do not qualify for protection under the First Amendment. The judge specified that these alleged comments were made in furtherance of criminal activity. Trump's motion to dismiss the election interference case against him, where he faces charges of interference, was unsuccessful. Meteorologists are forecasting an extremely active hurricane season ahead. Colorado State University researchers anticipate 23 named storms and 11 hurricanes, with 5 potentially reaching major Category 3 or higher status. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse, we've been talking about a couple of... I always like the mix. We always have a nice eclectic mix when we stay within the main theme, the primary fence, if you will. Where are we going now, eclectically?
I can't... You said something that was brilliant.
Yeah.
We have a convicted felon.
Right.
By the way, we don't know whether he was convicted for armed robbery or... writing a bad check. Okay, he's out. He's paid his debt to society, in quotes. Should he get his Second Amendment rights back? And it makes me wonder if that could be a ruling imposed by a judge as well. Here, Mr. Morse, you did something so egregious, so violent, that once you're, you know, you have to do 5 years in prison, and then after another 5, you might be able to get your 2A rights back. I can imagine it being, if you will, part of the statement by the judge, at sentencing.
Right. Yeah. At some point, we're going to have to make a decision. I mean, most of your career criminals, it's a very small little fraternity of people that are your career criminals. Very small percentage.
Right. Thank goodness.
There's going to be some that are going to rehabilitate. But if we get them in and if they've done their debt and they get out and they've got nothing, they have no rights at all, some of those things are going to impact their life in a detrimental way just because of the way things work out.
Right.
I mean, they can't vote, right? They can't vote, I think. That's another thing they can't do. So we're going to have to make the decision between rehabilitation, punishment, and where that line goes. There's going to be some people that we're never going to be able to trust with anything.
Right.
And they're never going to try to rehabilitate. They like it.
Yeah, but, they mean, like being outside the law.
The idea that you make a mistake, I mean, I think the way the current judicial code is written, I think we all commit like two or three felonies a day without knowing it.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know what the answer is on that one, but it's a very thought-provoking thing to consider.
It's interesting that an Obama judge threw it open that way. A judge in Southern California, euphemistically called St. Benita's, said that the state of California's ammunition background check and import ban was unconstitutional. The named plaintiff, Kim Rohde, I've met her. Thank goodness. Of course, is that going to be appealed? Well, if when it's fine, that's amazing. Probably all the way to the ninth. I would bet if they lose at the ninth, they're going to leave it. This is 3D chess, and I'm not that good a player.
Yeah,
I don't know how it's going to go. Also, this was the Northern District of New York State said that disarming residents of subsidized housing was unconstitutional. Yeah, it's in your contract that says you won't have a gun if you come in here and take federally subsidized housing, but you can't enforce it. That provision is against the law.
Right.
Also, and this in the Southern District of New York said that New York's assault weapons ban was so legally questionable that it had to go to trial. When someone says, is that assault weapons ban in New York constitutional? Both sides ask for an immediate ruling. They say, look, there's no question in law here. You can rule from the bench. And the judge said, no, I can't. I want to hear the arguments. This is going to trial. So the state that said, why, of course we can. The judge said, oh, not so fast. Bring your evidence. Here's the date. And I think the Second Amendment Foundation has got 50 cases open right now. Each one takes about $1 million to bring to trial. Have you guys donated recently to SAF or to the Firearms Policy Coalition, FPC? I felt a pang of guilt when I went through that list because I go, man, it's been over 6 months. I got to scrape together some nickels and make sure they get some.
Well, the thing about that is there's so many of these cases going on now, so many of these Bruin response cases going on that you just about need to donate once a month.
That's a good start. Now, that's a good point. You know, I can't donate $1,000. Can you donate $50 a month?
Or five.
2 boxes of ammo?
Or if every member of the Second Amendment Foundation donated $5 a month.
I'd cover it.
I'd cover it. It don't take a lot from one person. A little from a bunch of people goes longer. A longer
goes
way.
Goes a long, and it's smoother. Yeah. Hey, I write the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I edit it, produce it. I had a self-defense story in there that I thought was simple. Do we have time to cover it, or can we get started and come back to it?
Please do.
Okay. Later, as I read through it, I went, oh, wow. But it starts, one family member was waiting for someone to arrive home. This is in a Houston, Texas suburb. It was after midnight, and they're alerted by, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. They hear shouts outside. They saw their family member being robbed. Their family member driven up, parked, got out of their car, is getting robbed. So the family member inside the house grabs their gun, goes outside and shoots at the bad guys. The bad guys run away. As the bad guys are running, they're throwing shots at the family. Fortunately, none of the family members were injured. One of the bad guys was wounded, and a dog canine was able to find him. Unfortunately, the family member outside was robbed. I'm not sure whether they got his wallet or what else. Okay, you say the good guys weren't wounded, weren't injured. So we got to call that a success, no matter how you got there. And I make it a point not to criticize the defenders because I wasn't there and we're depending on the news media to give us accurate facts. That's hard. But you and I talk about all the time, you know, every self-defense in the home class that we take, we say, look, we'd like you to retreat to a back room, have the front of your house, turn on the lights where the bad guy's going to come in. I want you in a dark room. And now all of a sudden we've kind of turned that situation on its head. In the original story, you're going out into the front yard where your family member's being robbed. The lights are on in the house, and you're walking through a doorway and being silhouetted and backlit. And immediately I go, wow, you are God's gift as a target. That's really dangerous. Don't stay there. And it makes me think you need a plan. Because if you walked through that at all, you'd go, oh, wow, I should turn off the lights off inside the house and have outside lights lighting the front lawn. Now we've got something that can work. Because that doorway, just like stairways, that we call it a fatal funnel for a reason.
You know, they have a new, they've come out with this, and I'm thinking real serious about replacing my Ring camera with this for like the front porch.
Yeah.
It's a camera with a night vision component that screws into a light bulb socket.
Right.
So you can put it on your porch where your porch light bulb goes. Of course, you won't have a light when you do that.
Right.
But, I mean, if you don't have one of those already, and what you're describing, that darkness, that not knowing, that kind of thing.
Yep.
You know, that's how I know. If somebody knocks on my door at 2 a.m., I can see them. I can see them from the front and the side. They don't know I can see them from the side. Hang on for me, if you will. Talking to Rob Morris. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse from, Self-Defense, Gun Stories, and Slow Facts WordPress blog, and everywhere else. Because when he writes, when he writes stuff, it gets reprinted everywhere else. That should be on your business card. I'm reprinted everywhere else.
Here, there, and everywhere.
Right.
I wrote an article, and you inspired it, Bill.
Oh.
I think it was a couple weeks ago we talked about the crazy list of new gun-free zones that politicians made up in response to the Supreme Court's Bruin decision.
Okay.
The Supreme Court said, states, you may not like concealed carry, but you have to issue, if you require permits, you have to issue them to ordinary people. And then the state said, oh yeah, watch this, judge. We might do that. We'll make it expensive, and we'll also come up with this huge list of places you're not allowed to carry, because we just discovered that those are sensitive, which sounds just like a petulant politician. What's that? That caused me to flinch, because I went, wow, I'm looking at it from a little different perspective. I now, as I go through the news, there are one, maybe two self-defense cases in Chicago every year. Every week. That wasn't true a couple years ago. And I know that ordinary guys like you and me, we stop mass murder about once a month. The guy's walking into the mall and there's a guy carrying a rifle in his hands, and it's not in a bag going into the sporting goods store for a trade or repair. And a concealed carrier says, that doesn't look right. How about you stop? Well, with all this huge explosion of gun-free zones, I'm positive that the mass murderers are not going to obey the law. And that makes me think, wow, it's up to us. We really do have to carry when we can and where we can.
Yeah. All the time.
Thank you for bringing that up.
All the time.
You think you're not doing anything, I'm just carrying when I go to the store. Please, I'm just going to meet a buddy. We're going to the food court at the mall. Please carry there. Oh, I'm picking up a friend. He's been ill. I'm taking him to church. Please carry. You don't know the lives you'll save. And as I was saying, it's about stopping one mass murderer a month. That's a lot of lives. We're depending on you. I don't know if you noticed, the Biden Department of Justice finally released a report about Uvalde.
I saw that report. I'm surprised it took 600 pages to write what they needed to write, but that's beside the point.
Right. And the good news is the report has a relatively firm grasp of the obvious. The Uvalde School Board had a plan in place that deliberately disarmed adult staff in the schools and depended on the action of police officers who are never held accountable. Now, it's worse than that in some sense because those officers were mistrained. So the fault goes all the way up to the top. What bothered me is Joe Biden then came and called for more gun control and more bureaucratic regulation. And I've got to quote our president. Congress must now pass common sense gun safety laws to ensure that mass shootings like this one don't happen. We need universal background checks. We need a red flag law, and we have to ban assault weapons and high capacity magazines. And then you go, Joe, you realize that would not have stopped this attack at Uvalde. More mass murders are committed with handguns than with rifles. And it just, oh, I see what this is. It's campaign season. Joe needs to issue a press release that says, I care, vote for me, even if he has to lie and misconstrue what life is like in the violent streets of the United States to do it.
Well, here's the thing, though, about it, though. I don't understand why we think gun control is actually a campaign issue anymore. Right? I know that for after the Bruin decision was passed, I know that, or not the Bruin decision, after Roe v. Wade was passed, a lot of people looked at that and said, this is not part of the Constitution. Where did you guys find it? I get that part. The Second Amendment the Second Amendment is part of it. I mean, right now, the World Economic Forum, the World Economic Forum, whatever they call themselves. Their big thing is misinformation. So they're out there trying to subvert the First Amendment here in the United States.
Right.
And there's lots of people have signed on to all of their stuff and everything else, and they're just never going to go anywhere with it. They're never going to go anywhere with it because the simple issue that comes up is that if you want to do a comparison, let's just look at Afghanistan. Afghanistan is the size of Texas.
Right.
They had 30,000 hardcore Taliban when we went in there. They're still standing, and we're out.
Yep.
And we threw everything at them. We went through, I don't know how many generations of ground warfare, evolution and everything, vehicle evolution, all these other things to fight in that specific arena. And we could not put them down. And that's just with them. And I mean, if you got as many millions of gun owners as we, 100 plus million that we have, I kind of think they don't have us. They don't have a prayer of making that happen here.
I don't think they need a prayer, Bill. They need a sound bite that sounds good. And once the politician has issued it, it never needs to work.
Right.
Probably even doesn't need to come up for a vote in a congressional committee, but it will get them Bloomberg anti-gun bucks.
Oh yeah, sure, sure.
So this is pandering for campaign cash.
Well, it might very well be. And if that's the case, then... But you can't... I mean, then comes the part where we have to look at it each and every time. And I'm almost certain this is also by design. We have to look at that and say to ourselves, we don't know if this is just pandering for campaign cash or the real deal. And we got to treat it like the real deal. So, yeah, it's so much fun. So much fun. It just never, ever, ever goes away. Never goes away.
You and I will always have something to talk about. I did notice, to give the media half credit, they started publishing in Chicago. They're going, hey, a lot of criminals are printing their own 3D switches to convert their Glocks into fully automatic machine pistols.
Right.
Oh, who? I guess criminals don't obey the law. I'm shocked. Shocked, I tell you. Yeah. So, okay. Eventually, this was ABC who finally said, oh, look at that.
Yeah, well, the other day, CNN, they got out there and they were talking about the cops that got beat up by the illegal migrants. And
yeah,
they got fed some facts on that, and it hurt their feelings. They didn't know how to handle it. when they were simply fed some facts that were not based on biases or anything, just simple, hardcore facts, that hurt their feelings. Whenever that happens, it's almost like slapping them awake. The reaction is that that strong in them whenever that does happen. So, okay, I got you. I understand. You guys don't know what you're doing, but we got you anyway.
Do you your other day job, WORD?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you have this encyclopedic background because you've touched the Second Amendment for decades. That's a very different show. Do people call in and ask about 2A issues very often?
Well, and
use you as a resource.
When we started the show, what the powers that be, they were like, "Well, we want you to be more generalized." And I said, "Sure." So yeah. I'll be doing that. Okay. But then during the course of the show, we have the text line, and on the text line, somebody get on there thinking about buying a Mini 14. What do you think of that? And I do.
Right.
I do 2A Tuesday on that show. So yeah. So I'm not going to say unwittingly. I told them in the beginning that this would be the way it was, and they have just accepted right. that is the way it is. Right. I think they're actually sort of digging it now. So
cool.
We'll see.
Cool.
We'll see. Before we run out of time, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. 20 minutes once a week. Listen to us as you commute. I also write the Slow Facts blog. I try and get a couple articles in there each week. From there, my writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Bill, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Our number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.